Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.
Welcome to episode 9 of the Desi Outsiders podcast. I'm Ankita.
And I'm Meenal Viz, and last week we gave you guys the talk. We spoke about the reproductive system and we told you about the things that our body goes through and the changes we go through every month.
We told you about the misconceptions that many young adults in India have about periods and reproduction, especially if they didn't have access to proper information. For example, when Meenal got her period for the first time, she thought that she was pregnant.
And Shane wanted to wear a sanitary towel because he thought they were nappies. Now, I know a lot of us have either already had the talk, maybe you are just assuming knowledge, or maybe you're just self-educating yourself. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And that is why we're here, not just to educate you about our bodies, but also to develop a healthy attitude towards a system that a lot of us tend to neglect very easily.
Now, we're completely aware that we have both boys as well as girls listening to this episode. And just like our previous episode, we just want you to know that all the information we share with you today is equally important to both boys as well as girls.
So reproduction requires both the male and the female genital system. Now, you have to understand these both as individual entities in order for you to connect them right together.
So let's start with females. Now, our bodies are constantly adapting to make sure that we are physically ready to give birth. And for this to happen, our bodies undergo a bunch of changes from the time of puberty. Now, one of the main changes that you might notice, at least externally, is the development of breasts. Breasts develop so that you can breastfeed at a later stage when you reproduce. You should remember that for breastfeeding to take place, or for lactation, or for the production of milk in your breast to take place, you have to give birth to your child first. It doesn't happen before you have your baby. So that is one of the first changes. The development of breasts is also so that reproduction takes place and you can feed your child. Now, the second change is something that you might be aware of, which is the fact that your uterus goes through many cycles of growing and dying in order to facilitate birth.
So here is how it works. A sperm fertilizes an egg, and this egg grows inside the womb, which is also known as the uterus. So the uterus is there to provide all the nutrition, all the blood, all the oxygen right to the baby. And the uterus provides a lining to the womb, and this is this lining which creates a nice little home for the child or for the fetus to receive everything it needs to grow and develop. Now, your body won't maintain this lining if there's no fertilized egg. And so every month when the eggs are traveling from your ovaries towards the uterus, your uterus is expecting a fertilized egg, which can only be fertilized by a sperm. But if it isn't fertilized, this lining will disintegrate, and this disintegration, which happens every month, is your period. Now, all these changes can only really happen if you have the right balance of hormones in your body. And sometimes hormones will go up, sometimes hormones will go down, and it's these changes in the hormones which lead to your mood swings, which leads to your cravings, which leads to your bloatedness, your cramps, everything under the sun that happens when you're on your period.
Now, it's really important for both men as well as women to remember that a woman can get pregnant or she can conceive only during specific times of the month. A woman's eggs travel from her ovaries, which are located in her pelvis, towards her uterus, which is located in her vagina. And this happens only during specific times of the month. Chances are higher for the sperm to fertilize the egg while the eggs are traveling. Now, for a sperm to fertilize an egg, ejaculation has to take place, and it has to take place while the penis is in the vagina. So first of all, the penis has to be in the vagina, and secondly, ejaculation has to take place while it's in there, because if it takes place anywhere near the vagina or in some other opening, nobody's getting pregnant. Once again, I just want to make it clear that this is the only way to conceive. If you have oral sex or any other form of sexual contact, that does not lead to pregnancy.
I know a lot of myths in India are told, and sometimes people are told that even just hugging somebody can lead to a pregnancy or some just normal physical contact, but you have to understand that that is scientifically absolutely impossible. Cannot happen. It can only happen if a sperm enters the vagina, and that is the only way that pregnancy can happen.
Now let's talk about boys. Boys, they also have their own cycle, which is as important as the female cycle. But unlike the females, where the development of breasts and all these other changes, they lead up to one singular event of the period setting in, the changes or the physiological changes that you see in boys, it's not like the flick of a switch.
It's more of a gradual process which takes time. Hair starts growing on your armpits, hair starts growing on your chest and even in your genital areas. You start to experience new things. Your voice starts getting deeper, your voice starts to crack, and sometimes you may even wake up with a sticky substance on your bed sheets. And this is very normal because these are just your wet dreams which happen, and it's all just a process of puberty.
I realize that we're using a lot of terms like erection and ejaculation, so I just want to make it clear that an erection is basically the buildup of hormones and blood flow towards the penis during arousal, and that is what leads to ejaculation, which is basically the release of sperm. It's very important to remember, and I want to stress this once again, without an ejaculation or without the release of sperms, a pregnancy does not take place.
So if you feel that this is an embarrassment, if you feel that this is unusual, you should not feel this way because this is very normal. This is all part of the evolutionary process. Without any period, without any erection or subsequent ejaculation, none of this can happen. And you wouldn't even be here right now. So this is very normal and everybody has to go through this.
So what we're trying to say is that these are all natural evolutionary processes that are essential to our growth as a species. So there's nothing to feel ashamed of. A woman on her period is not impure. She's simply healthy and in a position to reproduce. A guy who gets an erection, he's not possessed by the devil. He's simply ready to be a part of the evolutionary process. So instead of falling prey to all the false stigma that arises because of lack of knowledge or lack of education, why not just try to understand these basic concepts in order to respect both your body as well as your partner's body?
So as with any explanation, there's a simple one and there's a much more complex one. This is a huge picture and we've only just brushed upon the surface of it. So if you have any questions, please do let us know and we will try our very best to explain further for any queries you may have.
If you know anyone who is not aware of these things, please point them towards this video because we are pretty sure that we'll be able to help them. We especially want parents who are responsible to pass on this information to their kids in the future to listen to this video, to watch this video, so that they have an easier time when it comes to giving their kids the talk.
We'd love to hear your thoughts, not only on this episode, but also our previous episodes. So do leave us a comment on social media. And if you enjoyed these videos or our podcasts, please do subscribe on YouTube, SoundCloud, or iTunes.
Before ending this episode, we just want to thank you guys for tuning in every Thursday. We couldn't be more grateful for that. Thank you so, so much.
So until next Thursday, we're the Desi Outsiders.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.